I believe that the world is filled with compassionate strangers.
I believe in dancing.
I believe that even rats need love.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Sadly, many of us have experienced profound trauma in our lives, trauma that over time has a great deal to do with the people we become, the struggles we face, our triumphs in life, and our passions. In her encore essay, Kim Baker tells us about trauma in her life that until recently was a deep, dark secret. Today, Baker is empowered by her past.
Sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of. I grew up with this adage, but I didn't often feel nice. I felt different. And I had a secret, buried in shame and guilt. You see, I am a statistic. 1 in 4 girls sexually abused before age 18. As I look around me now at the grocery store, the bank line, the restaurant, I realize one of the women or girls likely has been, will be, sexually abused. But it took a long time to say it aloud and to heal. Last year, I volunteered for the annual Until the Violence Stops Festival in Providence, dedicated to ending violence against women and girls. I even decided to approach the president of the university at which I work about his willingness to contribute to the festival. I wrote an impassioned letter with a colleague, co-advocate, and survivor. We included compelling statistics and facts. Then, I decided to put my money where my mouth was and come out in that letter as a survivor. If I am not willing to be the face of abuse, I thought, a middle-aged, married English professor at a law school, gentle poet, solid member of society, then who should be willing? My colleague bravely did the same. The day of our appointment with our university president, we worried. Long-time employees, we rarely divulge this most personal intimacy at work and didn't know how he would react. But as soon as we sat down, he said, "I need to tell you how sad I was to learn you are both survivors of sexual assault. I have known you for many years, yet I had no idea. I am so sorry." His face was pained. He told us that since reading our letter, he has glanced around every room he enters, classrooms, boardrooms, lunchrooms, and wondered if she, or possibly she, is a survivor. We thanked him for his sensitivity and candor. At that moment, we realized, more than needing to ask for money, we needed to tell our truth, and for him to get it. And he did. And we felt something heal in us. I believe in living my truth and bearing witness to the truth of others, to witness with the 1 out of 4, to witness this all-too-common fact of life for girls in every social strata, to witness that, on the outside, girls may appear sugar and spice, but dearly pay a price for their entire lives in silence. I believe living my truth and bearing witness is the first step in ending childhood sexual abuse and beginning the healing that only truth can bring.
Kim Baker has been teaching, writing, and academe and business for 19 years. Baker also works to end violence against women, including performing in the annual Until the Violence Stops Festival. Her poetry has been published widely in print and online. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.